Brian, from when you sat at this table at this time last year to today, how much growth did you see from your team?
A lot. Probably in the way, I don't know what word really to use, but the foundation side of things as to the way we have to play and how important it is to the team now. So that aspect of it, there was a lot of growth from our team this year. They had the belief. We've talked a lot about it from the beginning of the year, but I do think that the foundation for us to build on is now there, and now it's up to us to do everything we have to do over the course of summer to make sure we're ready to find a way to get more out of them next year.
Big picture question.
Yeah.
Was this a successful season?
Successful in regards to Wilsey's question, yes, but at the end of the day, you play to play in the playoffs, and we haven't done that for 2 years now. The players did everything the right way the majority part of the year, but we set a goal to get ourselves in, and we weren't able to do that. So that side of it is disappointing. For me, I look at to Wilsey's comment again, the foundation is important, because once you have that, I think you're going to see results sooner than later. But my job is to help this team get into the playoffs and help this team to win, and we weren't able to get that accomplished this year.
When you look at next year, like, so much was made this season about this group of six leaders plus one with Ryan Lomberg. Does that dynamic, do you want to see that change with some of the younger guys having to take on bigger roles, guys like Zary, Coronado, Ball, and have it be less a six group of six leaders?
I think the six guys are still going to be in play the way they were. The plus one, put them in there as well. Along the way, you hope that the younger guys, like the ones that you mentioned, are recognizing the importance of being someone that's in with those six guys, because they eventually will be the six guys. You know, I don't think they have to feel like they have to step up and be the they have to take over from a Blake Coleman next year, Mackenzie Weegar next year, but they have to understand what makes Weegs and Blake who they are, for example. And those are the attributes that we want all of our players to have. And the best thing about those six that I want the younger guys to take away from this year is everything to them was about team this year. So maybe on paper we weren't the strongest group, but I think we had the best team and allowed us to win a lot of games this year.
I guess is that focus on sort of the team first mentality? Why you seem pretty confident that you can build on the foundation you guys have set this season.
Yeah, I think we can. And you look at it, there was a lot made of our inability to score this year. At the beginning of the year, we weren't generating a lot of quality chances. At the end of the year, our analytics show us in the top half of generating high danger chances for. The challenge for us is to find a way to make those chances count on the scoreboard. And at the same time, I still think we have a long ways to go in protecting our goaltenders. Like, there was a lot of nights this year where we relied on them far too often, and that means that we have to continue to take steps in taking pride in reducing the quality of chances that we give up. So that's still something that we have to work on and get better. Because at the end of the day, it's one point that we're missing, and if we can make improvements in a bunch of different areas, then I think we'll find ourselves where we want to be next year.
Right. Goaltending is one of those things that can probably keep some coaches up at night, like sort of looking long term or looking forward. What does Dustin's sort of emergence this season mean to this franchise?
A young guy that I think there's a strong belief from all of us inside and everybody probably from the outside that we have a goaltender that's going to be a part of this team for many, many years. So I don't think that stress that GMs or coaches go through wondering who's going to be the guy that's going to be there for them is there for us. We talk about Wolfie a lot in the season that he did have, but I think a big reason why he's such a good year was because of the way Dan was too. Like, we had a great tandem. I think when you look at our team, that was probably the strength of our team this year. Those two guys in net gave us a chance to win every night, and it was rare when one of them had an off night. So I think it just gives you a when you're planning ahead, you know you have one area covered. So I think for me as a coach, I know that we're going to be good in net. And then it's a matter of continuing to build our game from there.
Ryan,
with points being such a premium, throughout the season, how do you guys go about maybe turning some of those overtime and shootout losses into extra points? I know that's probably a tough one to ask.
No, part of it for me is a little bit of overtime is personnel. Like, there are some burners in the league. McKinnon, he has a gift of speed. Our player that's got that gift is Marty Pospisil. Like, can absolutely fly, Marty. But not typically in the offensive category that a McKinnon would be. So because of that, I think we have to do a better job 3-on-3 of managing the puck well. So when we have it, you can't give it up. That's one big thing for us, and you don't want to waste shots, and that's the other thing. And I feel like sometimes where we lost points in overtime, we were shooting from, you probably classify them as chance, but they're not high danger chances. So all we do is give up possession in those situations. So part of it is us, I think, as a staff, maybe looking how we deployed our personnel. It's also us using a little bit more practice time to probably work on it with our players and getting them to understand the importance of keeping the puck and not taking your shot until you have one of those grade A opportunities, because 14 losses. And when you miss by 1 point again, that's you can look to different areas, but that's one of the major contributors as to why we're not in.
Having more speed in the lineup potentially changed the way that you guys played?
In overtime?
For the full 60 minutes?
I don't think it would change the way we played. I think it would make us an even harder team to play against because people would be on top of you that much quicker. So speed is when you look at the NHL now, that's one thing that I keep seeing changing, that every team keeps getting faster and faster. You don't know how, because the game is really fast right now, but the speed keeps increasing. So we push our players to, as a team, to play with speed. And in the summertime, like now, unfortunately, because we have a longer window in the summer for a lot of our players, the responsibility is a little bit on them to do what they have to do to increase their speed a little bit as well.
Right. Two words we heard from almost all the players that spoke with us today were identity and culture. How would you describe the identity that this team built, and how would you explain the culture this organization has created?
Identity, for me, which I think they built, and which is something I like, if that's the way people think of our team, is people know that there is no easy game when you play our team. When you leave here or on the road, when we're on the road and they say, man, that team is hard to play against, that's the identity you want your team to have. And I feel like we do have that now, that teams know that when they play us, there's no nights off. And our players like playing that way. When it comes to culture, that's a funny word sometimes, but I look at it as, for me, culture is the feel around your room a lot of time. It's not necessarily what you're doing on the ice. That's more the identity thing. But culture is the way your players treat each other. It's the way they approach meetings. It's how they come to the rink in the morning. It's the attitude that they have. It's what the guy sitting beside them means to the other guy. That, to me, is culture. So when you have people that want to be around each other, whether you're on the road or you're at work, tough times, good times, you're on the right track because you're really building team. So they're a little bit different, those two things. I want our team to be really, really hard to play against, like to the point where people are like, we do not want to play that team. And I want to continue to see what we're doing in our room continue to grow, because I think we have a lot of players that are going to start to flourish.
Ryan, we spoke to Rasmus, and he was explaining the injury that he played through, and he looked kind of emotionally spent. So like what was his impact on the room this season, and how valuable is he for that culture and identity here?
The 6+1, he's just as important as the other guys. And most times you get an injury like he had with the broken foot, you don't play. But we were in the stretch of games that it was important for him to keep trying to play for us. So I think that goes to show a lot of his character and what he's all about, and how much his teammates mean to him, and how important it was for him to try to help get our team into the playoffs. So he brings a lot to our team. He's one of the guys people want to be around. He's got a goofy personality. There's vocal guys in your dressing room. He's always one of them. Ryan Lomberg's typically the other one. So he's a really important person in our room. And unfortunately, I don't think he was at his best at the end, because that injury handcuffed him a little bit. It took him a little bit to get up to speed in games, trying to get his foot feeling the right way. But I give him a lot of credit for gutting it out like he did for us.
honestly don't mean to be overly critical of two particular guys, but when we talked to Joel Farabee, he said he used the word embarrassed about his season, and then Morgan Frost was open that the numbers weren't what he wanted when he got here. What did you see from them, and what more do you want to see from them for the next year?
I think Joel, I feel like Joel's really hard on himself. Sometimes players are harder on themselves than coaches are for, hey, the right reasons. Like, they want to have impact in games. But sometimes it can be self-defeating at times, too. So both guys are very good players for us, and they will be very good players. What I want to see them do is have a great summer conditioning-wise, come in at a different level, and because the situation is now a comfortable one for them, where they're not coming over in a trade, they know what we're all about, they know what their teammates are all about, I expect them to be guys that are at their very best to start the season next year. So the offense is one thing that we look for out of both guys, maybe a little bit more out of Morgan for sure. Joel is a bit of an everything guy for us, and I think the summer will really be a great indicator of how they're going to come back and how much impact they have for our team. And as I said, they're both very good players, and they're going to be very important for us moving forward.
Talk about important summers. Like, we talked to Zane, and I asked him because I think last summer was a pretty tough one for a guy at his stage, his development. And this one, he's going to have more time to actually focus on getting his body ready. What do you want to see Zane work on?
Well, he's 19 years old, so size and strength is something he's always going to have to work on. You know, I think for a younger player that's had the season he's had and the type of player that he's going to be, you know, I start to lean more to the mental side of the game. There's always going to be noise for those type of players, and I would really love it if you can learn to not listen to it, good or bad, along the way, and you just go about doing your thing, because this young man is going to be a really good player, really good. And expectation is that he's going to do everything he can this summer to be in great shape when he comes back, and to push to be on our team. That's what I would like to see. I mean, after the way we saw him play the last game in L.A., there's most definitely a very talented player there that I think can impact our team right away. So he's a good player, and I'm looking forward to having an opportunity to work with him.
This team has a lot of cap space available to it. How much of a conversation through the summer do you have with Craig, and what type of players you may want to see, if there's any to add?
Yeah, there's all, they go on all throughout the year. Connie works hard. Like, he's Connie talks a lot, we all know that, but he's on the phone all the time, and he's always looking for ways that he can improve our team, always. And he throws ideas off of me as to what we're looking for, what we feel like we need. He tries to find solutions to help our team win. That's what he's all about. And I think probably all the staff through the entire organization appreciates that about him, is how hard he works and how he wants to help this team win.
What was your message to your players as they head home for the offseason?
The main message was there has to be a little bit more. There has to be a little bit more. We didn't get to where we wanted to be. There was a lot of great things that were done, but it's not enough, right? So it goes to their workouts this summer, as I think every coach probably says at the end of a season. They have to come back in better shape. I think their preparation needs to be where at a different level. I just think their commitment overall, you have to find a little bit more. And what I feel like our group will do, will take that to heart, and they're going to come back hungrier, and they're going to come back in better shape, and I think they're going to be a really driven team next year because of that. You miss by 1 point. It's not a great feeling because we're not where we want to be, and I think that's going to motivate a lot of our guys.
If I could just go back to the goal scoring just for a second. Yeah. Let's say there's in the event there's no change in the offseason.
Yeah.
Do you feel that there's more there?
Yeah. I do. A certain style more there. Like, I don't think we're a trade chances team right now. I don't think that's in our best interest, but I think the way we work, I think we can go to the net much harder. I think there are stretches at the end of the year where we did that, and I don't think that's a coincidence that we saw our quality of chances improve as the year went on, because we were much more committed to trying to score the ugly goals, but in turn they turn into the high danger chances, opportunities, or goals where we're making goaltenders move side to side, those type of things where I think we can get better. The second thing is power play. I mean, we need our special teams to be both 15, top 15 in the league. If you want to win and if you want to get yourself into the playoffs, they have to be there. And our penalty kill the second half of the year was excellent, especially after the Four Nations. I think it was right up there in, with the tops in the league. But they got to be consistent right through the year, and we have to get ourselves to that level. So we talk about goal scoring. Power play is a big part of that as well.
And how does Yegor Sharangovich avoid a repeat of where this season sort of went off the rails on him?
For me, he is a strength thing over the summer, and I just the only thing I want him committed to and focused on, and you can't really work on it all that much over the summer because more of the summer is the skills and all that stuff. And but when he comes back, the sole focus that I want him to have is to be harder on pucks. When he's harder on pucks, he has it more often, and then you see the last 10 games of the season is closer to what we saw all last year from him, where he's carrying the puck a lot more. He looked so much more confident with it on his stick, and the only way he can have it on his stick is to get it more often, so he has to get more competitive in the fight to allow him those opportunities, because when he has it, he's a very dangerous player that has the ability to score. I think he finished with 17 goals this year, which probably if you were to ask him is a down year for him that he's not happy with, the way portions of the season went until he got himself to the point where maybe he quit thinking a little bit and he just got to the point of I got to work to get the puck on my stick more than I have been.
On this day, the last couple of years, the big question has been, like, what's wrong with Jonathan Huberdeau? How can he get his game back over and over again? We obviously saw him find so many ways to contribute to your team. What's next for him? What's the next step for next year?
I want the same guy to come back. And in conversations that with Hubie, the one area that he still wants to bump up some more, and he knows it's not, he's not going to blow it through the roof, but he can still increase his point total more, and that can be done without changing what he did for us this year. So finding a little bit more in that area for him, I think, is something that's doable. But I do think that he's come so far this year in the other areas of the game that have impacted our team in a positive way. And everybody sees the stuff on the ice that he did this year for us, both sides of the puck. But, man, he was very good in our room, like very good. Whether it was challenging one of the 6-plus-1, he always did things in the right way. Whether it was picking a young guy up after a tough night, it was always him. So I've got a lot of respect for the way he handled this year in all different situations.
Let's come to the points, though, like since you brought it up, like guys with his contract are always going to be judged by points total. So how can he add to that, I guess?
To his point total?
Yeah.
Doing a lot of the things he did this year. The outside world judges him based on that contract. We don't. He's a player on our team that is a very good player that I think drives a lot of our game with the way he plays it now. And I think when you see a player that's given a little bit of himself up for the betterment of the team, your team is going to be better in the long run. So he's sacrificed a little bit of his offensive ability to make our team better. And it's my belief that it's going to allow us to get to where we need to be.
Another level. We're not going to be able to speak to Nazem Kadri today, but is there another level for him?
I think so. Like he's 35 goals now this year. Last 2 years, Naz has been a really good player for us. He's very competitive, driven. You know, he's a funny guy. Like he's fiery, right? And Naz communicates a little differently than other people communicate, but it's not in a bad way. Like, but it is funny to watch the dynamic between him and a Uyghur or him and a Huberdeau. They're like brothers. They will go at each other. But then they're playing cards like all night long. They have a great connection where they understand the other one. So Naz is, I think his game's come a long way. I really do. And in other situations where he's been in, there's always, like, let's call it a McKinnon, was the guy that teams would really look to. So it freed Naz up a touch in a situation like that. He was our guy that people had to cue in on this year, and I felt like he excelled in it. Like a lot of great things from him, the competitive side, the goal scoring side, the leadership side, bringing young guys along again. He did it all for us this year. He had a great year.
fiery side that you're describing. You mentioned the veterans. Is he like that with the rookies as well? You mentioned the fiery side and how there could be conflict with the older guys.
Yeah, he's got more patience with the younger guys, sometimes just a little bit more. But he also knows where he's at, and he knows how important a younger guy, how he looks to a younger player, because guys look up to him. So he does have more patience with players like that, and he takes a lot of pride in bringing them along. We talked a lot about last year. It was Zari and Pospisil. This year, I think he brought Adam Klapka's game along with him the last few games that they played together. It's little things like that where he's been impactful for us, bringing people along.
Does that patience hold true with the coaching staff as well?
He's been really good, really good. He makes me laugh sometimes. He's been really good, yeah.
Ryan, does this organization need to safeguard against satisfaction with this season? And by that I mean, it's easy to walk out and say, nobody thought we'd be this close, we exceeded expectations. How do you make sure that's not?
We didn't make playoffs. That's the message to our players. What we did isn't enough. So the challenge always becomes after a year like this, because it can creep in, and that's a little bit to the noise comment I was talking about. People will say, hey, they did a great job, and they worked hard every game, but we didn't get in. So we didn't achieve what we ultimately set out to achieve, so there needs to be some changes and adjustments to how we do some things along the way. That's the nature of the beast, and my expectation is they understand that. We're not where we need to be right now.
Ryan, on this day in past seasons, about player A, B, or C maybe not wanting to be here. We didn't get that sense this season. No. The guys talked about how much they love the city and love the team and love their teammates and coaches. How important is that to have that feeling with this group?
I think it is important. There's no distraction on that side of things, whether someone is undecided about their future. That's all stuff that you waste energy on when there's much better places where you can put your time and efforts in, and that's trying to help the team get better instead of worrying about what I should be doing next year or do I want to be here or not. These guys right from day one have committed to it, and they want to be here, and another one of the reasons why they've kind of helped create that foundation that's going to drive us forward.
Since you mentioned Klapka playing with Kadri, he obviously was on the fourth line for a substantial amount of time and then was playing huge minutes with, as you mentioned, sort of the guy who drives the offense. Did your perception of him change?
No, not really. Adam, as a younger guy, sometimes you're still a little bit mixed up in the type of player that you are. And if you get an opportunity too soon, a coach can create confusion in a player. So if we're trying to get a guy to play a certain way, in Adam's situation is to be very direct with his game, go to the net hard, finish your checks. And when you play that way, his skill set will come through. I don't want it to be the other way around for him, where he's trying to be a skilled guy first, because that's going to take away from the type of player that he is. And I think towards the end of the year, once you start to see him, understand what we're looking for him on a consistent basis, his game started to come around, which allowed us to put him in situations where there's going to be a little bit more offense. But we stay on him every day about who are you, what type of game do you have to play, and he has a good understanding about where he's at right now. So when he comes back next year, my expectation is that he's going to be a guy that's going to he's going to push to be on a higher line, but he's going to do it in a way that we expect Adam Klapka to play, because that's who he is.
With Matt Coronato, we see him, and when he talks to us, he's very quiet and chilled out. But you have to have that fire to be able to play at the level that he's played at. What does that competitiveness, that fire look like with him?
It kind of looks like what you guys see. He's very chilled, but he's one of the players that I feel there's a huge ceiling with still for us. 24 goals he had this year, and I think that's going to be kind of the low end of what he's going to do consistently for us. I mentioned earlier in the year that I think he could be a 35-goal guy pretty consistently. And the reason why I think that is because the way he comes to work every day. He's a very hard-working young man, and if he can keep that characteristic, he's got the natural ability that he'll find himself in areas where he's going to get chances to score goals. So he's got a long runway in front of him. So I'm excited to see where he's going to go with his career.